Joshie Reynolds joining us this morning, and also joining us none other than Fox League's Yvonne Sampson. How are you, Yvonne?
Oh, good morning, boys. How are you all?
Very well. Staying dry. We're here at Royal Randwick, but we're staying positive that all will be sweet tomorrow, and looking forward to getting your tips, and also I'm sure Uncle Laurie will have something for us a little bit later.
Are you out here tomorrow, Yvonne?
Oh, I wish, but Super Saturday calls. So as we have a pretty good setup at Fox, I've got to say, especially through these big race meetings. So we have two screens of rugby league, and then we have about two screens of racing going on. So we don't miss the action, but no, can't get trackside, unfortunately.
Let's start with last night, Vonny, and an interesting game. It was certainly very entertaining, and the Storm got away with it in the end, 34-32 against the Broncos, who suffered the loss of Adam Reynolds.
Oh, my gosh. That was some of the best tries we'd seen so far, I think. Ezra Mam has just ignited this electric running game. When he takes off, you think anything's possible. And, I think defensively he was rock solid as well. I absolutely love him. And so many points. It was just end-to-end. But, you know, ultimately, at the end of that game, Kevin Walters in his post-match press conference said that you can't score 32 points and still lose. It's completely unacceptable. So they didn't deserve to win in the end. But it was very entertaining. But I guess we're all on the edge of our seats at the stroke of halftime. Adam Reynolds had that knee-on-knee collision with Munster. And then it didn't seem that bad. Like, he was hobbling around, but then when they cut to the sheds at halftime and he was visibly upset, he was in tears, and you thought, oh no, this is bad. You thought this is probably something he's been carrying for a while, maybe putting off surgery. Maybe this was the moment that he thought, well, I'm going to spend a fair bit of time on the sideline here. The word was it was a hamstring issue, but it's probably been compounded by maybe an MCL issue that's pre-existing. So he's getting scans today. But, I mean, if you take Reynolds, Payne Haas and Reece Walsh out of the Broncos, they've got to work out who they are without those. Because I think, you know, politely, you'd put those three in the top 10 players in the NRL. So, Broncos are going to have a tough time going forward. But because they've got the Dolphins in the Battle of Brisbane next week, which is such a major occasion up there. And I've got to say, for the Storm, that was the first time we'd really seen their spine play together properly for a long, long time, really, given how poor old Ryan Pappenhausen's hardly played in the last few years. So with Paps and Hughes, who was amazing, Harry Grant and Cameron Munster back in the 5-8, said it's super exciting to feel them all together for the first time and you know, fully fit as well. He said it feels really tight at the moment. It's almost like you're trying to try on the wrong size shoe. He goes, but it's going to work. You know, we're very excited. We're building. And even old Bellamy gave Munster an A report card last night. So, no, it was a fantastic game.
Yeah, what do you make more made of Melbourne's start? Because they're 3 from 4, and you throw a bye in as well, but they still haven't, I don't know, grabbed me as such as a premiership contender. But you look at their squad, you think, oh, they've got so many good players in there that they could turn it on, but I just haven't seen enough of them. Even last year, I thought they were a level below some of the other teams.
I was going to say, even last year, they didn't really blow my hair back. But you just expect that they will because it's the Melbourne Storm. But I think last year, their forwards were very underwhelming. So I think what we were looking for this year is to get that meterage and get them something to play behind because their forwards really just got monstered week after week. And you know, we were always talking about, when's Ryan Pappenhausen going to come back? Is this Craig Bellamy's last year? So we had other things to talk about, but I think the Storm's forwards sort of got off a bit scot-free last year. But, yeah, you're right. They haven't blasted anyone away, but they really don't need to at this point. But I expect them to be always there when the whips are cracking around September.
Yeah, they'll always be thereabouts for me, Vonny, I feel. An interesting topic from Bulldog actually brought it up this week about possibly getting rid of the long kickoffs to get rid of the contact. What's your thoughts on this one, Vonny?
Oh, I mean, it's from a safety perspective, those high velocity impacts, you'd imagine they're going to be worked out of the game. And that's, I think, why the NRL brought in the short kickoff option, just to try and get teams comfortable with the idea of bringing in the short kickoff, because if you have two players travelling at speed in that high impact collision zone, it's hard because it's how we market the game. You know, we took it to Vegas and it was part of the biggest hype reels that we could sell the game. So it's I understand that we're shooting ourselves in the foot. Like, you can't trade off a collision and then try and work it out of the game. That doesn't work. But you can see the NFL, they've got rid of any of those high-speed impacts because CTE is a real danger and it's a real issue. And I think for the longevity and the player welfare, they will eventually try to minimise the damage of those two players running at speed at one another. We had an incident a couple of weeks ago now, Poata Farmasili, and Cam McInnes caught him. He was off the kickoff and caught him, and it was a really bad... It was absolutely accidental, but, I mean, it's just something that you go, well, are we still doing this? But I just can't imagine the game without the kickoff, without the long kickoff. I can't imagine the strong returns being ushered out of the game. So, I don't know. It's, I think for player welfare, we've got to seriously look at how we do it. Will it become extinct? Maybe. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Oh, I think eventually, Vonnie, it might go down that path. But I would prefer, and again, I'd prefer it at lower levels if you're going to do it, rather than at that elite level. And I know at the elite level, the contact and the physicality is a lot heavier, but I don't know. I think it'd take away a lot from our game. I really would. Just if you had a kickoff or a, not even, there's no kickoff, you just place the ball. Imagine starting an Origin, righto, your ball, and you just place it on the ground and play it. Like, really?
It's one of the biggest things about Origin, that first kickoff. I remember Danny Badira's flying down and whacking Webke. It sits in my head forever. And I just, as you said, Vonnie, I can't see it getting away from the game.
I just think it adds to the contest. But I just trying to picture the grand final starting. Because you know what annoys me in rugby? When they kick off or drop out and it goes out on the full, everyone's expecting this big collision or a big something to happen at the start of the game, and they kick it out and then they go and line up for a line out. And like, it takes about a minute or something before something occurs.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if you just play the ball...
it'd be a terrible way to start a game. No.
Well, how do you get any momentum? How do you get ready to go? Like, the kickoff, if you're a receiver, mate, your heart's running at a million miles an hour, and if you're a defender, you're rushing down and you're trying to do your best. I don't know. Anyway, that's for other people to decide.
Vonnie, let's talk Dragons. And I know it's a highly spoken about topic in your household, but Zach Lomax, so he will be leaving at the end of the season. And Ben Hunt, a story in the Sydney Morning Herald today, he actually could extend, which is a huge turnaround from where we were at a few months ago.
Yeah, it's amazing. How good's rugby league when you've got, I want out, I don't want anything to do with the club. And it was a really awkward time for Ben Hunt last year. Is he going to stay? Is he going to try and get a contract back in Brisbane? Does he want to move back to Queensland? And now here we are, 6 months later, and he's like, happy as Larry. And in fact, I'd like to stand for a lot longer, thank you. And then you read the, if you can read tone, I mean, the fact that Zach Lomax has been released for those final 2 years. So as you said, Mido, from next year onwards, he will be playing somewhere else. And the Dragons go, yeah, good as gold. See you later. So they weren't willing to fight or to put their foot down to keep Zach, but they absolutely, it was a non-negotiable for Ben Hunt. And Shane Flanagan said as much yesterday. He said, look, this isn't the same situation. Ben has nothing to do with Zach. And we now know, like, the SMH has reported that Zach has gone and had dinner with Brad Arthur and his family on Wednesday night, and the Eels coach confirmed that he had him in his house and they spoke about their future. And, Para are a little bit thin on the outside backs at the moment, so Zach Lomax could be a good fit for Para. The Roosters have said they're probably out. But, you know, who knows? And Shane Flanagan said he doesn't need that player swap. You know, we've seen that at a couple of clubs because he actually needs the $800,000. If they're going to start rebuilding this roster, you know, cash is king for Flano. And we know that he's met with Wallaby Jordan Petaia. And if they're putting a very attractive package together for someone of that calibre, then you're going to need every cent. So, it feels like they're going to wish Zach all the best. And, you know, whether he's not a fit personality-wise, whether he's not a fit for the team, whether he's not... You know, like, I think if you read what Roger Tuivasa-Sheck has said in terms of his positional change and said, when I came back to the Warriors, I don't want to disrupt what you guys have done. I don't want to disrupt what Chance has done. I will play wherever the team needs me to play. My priority is to win a premiership. That's what I want to come back and do with the Warriors. And that's not really the same narrative that we've read about Zach. He's not that happy being out on the wing. He sees himself as a different kind of player. He has more potential than he believes a winger can get. So he's looking for more options. So, yeah, for Flano to say, yep, best of luck to you. Thanks for everything. We'll see out this year, and then, you know, good luck with the rest of your career. It's it's an interesting time for the Dragons.
Yeah, it's probably the most exposure I've seen for an outside back being moved around in a long time. You know, it's always about the halves and the front rowers, but yeah, Zach's definitely taking the headlines there, Vonnie. But on to tonight's game, my beloved Doggies take on the Roosters, looking to bounce back. 20 years since the 04 grand final. Do you give us a chance, Vonnie?
Oh, do you know what, Grubby? I liked how they got out and made the Bunnies uncomfortable. They attacked Good Friday. And I know that Seraldo said, oh, well, you know, it doesn't take any courage to chase the game when it's gone. But at the end of the day, I didn't think that the Bulldogs were disgraced, especially when you throw in that they lost Josh Adokar to that concussion on the stroke of halftime. And Jacob Preston played on with a broken jaw. Like, it's a pretty courageous performance. And I think we're seeing some really good and brave signs out of what the Blue and Whites want to do. So I really like the Dogs. And look, the Roosters, they are favourites, no question about this. And they're only enhanced because they get that no-nonsense prop Lindsay Collins back, who's one of my favourites. But I still think the Roosters are a little inconsistent. I've got two of the best halves sitting here, but in terms of Sam Walker and Luke Kieran, if you throw Sandon Smith into that mix as well, the Roosters, they speak about the Rooster way a lot, but we really haven't defined on what their attacking style is. And it seems still a little bit patchy. I know we're only 4 or 5 weeks into the season now, but if you're Trent Robinson and you're looking at those three and the chemistry and the speed and the vision of which they attack their sets, who do you think you're leaning towards?
After what I saw with Sandon Smith and young Sam Walker, where they played together a couple of weeks ago against South, you're nearly going that way. But I'd never want to write off a wonderful player in Luke Keary, but I don't think Luke's been the same since he suffered those head knocks. I just don't think he's the same player, and understandably as well. Mm. Because you know, one more serious knock could end his career. But they just seem to, I don't know, they looked a little bit better and smoother with Smith and Walker in the halves.
Yeah, they match each other well, don't they?
Yeah.
One thing I find with the Roosters is with them two playing in the halves in Keary and Walker, their kicking game isn't long. Both of them haven't got the longest of kicking games. So I find if Roosters don't win the field position battle, they can't kick him out of trouble. Like a Mitch Moses, he'll kick you out of trouble if you're off the back foot.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I find with the Roosters, with them two in the halves.
Well, the other thing is, I reckon, is that if you play against the Roosters, and Sam Walker's improved in this area, by the way, as well, but if you're not going anywhere, you still can get momentum if you go to an edge.
Mm.
Like you can get momentum through a Keary or get momentum through a Walker. So Smith looks a bit more robust in terms of the way he defends. But, when you've got three people to choose from, it's always hard coming up with the right combination. And Robbo's been around a lot longer than what we have and watches them very closely. So he'll have a greater understanding. But I think the Roosters have got to back up from a poor performance last week. I was not unimpressed, but I was anticipating
totally
a lot more
from them. Totally
outplayed,
weren't they, by the Panthers?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, though, Vonnie, DCE.
Yeah.
Can you believe it?
Oh, my
the
goodness.
Most capped player for Manly, and who would have thought he'd be one of the most loved players after only a couple of years ago when he looked like he was heading to the Titans?
Hasn't that followed him around? I mean, DCE's lived his career in both the light and the shade, and now he's come through it, and you're right. And now he's up in the honour roll alongside Cliffy Lyons as the most capped Seagull player of all time. But I've got to say, there's a little asterisk there because the great Steve Menzies, he's actually got 349 games in total, but 69 of those were for the Northern Eagles, so they don't count. But, I mean, the beloved Beaver's still up and around there. But, yeah, for DCE, he's reinvented himself, and we've watched him grow up over all this time, and he was a little bit prickly with the media, and he was a little bit funny with everyone. And then when he was on the outer in Queensland for Origin, and then he was on the outer because he signed, he did the backflip of the Titans and all that sort of stuff. But they love him, and he's grown up, and he's now their, he's also their most capped skipper of all time, so taking over from Jamie Lyons. So it's a pretty amazing journey that Daly's been on, and also a good lesson for all players and really anyone that you don't always have to stay the same. You can reinvent yourself, you can change, you can grow, you, and people will accept you the way that you are. And here he is being heralded as one of the club's greats. And I tell you what, Manly, last week, have you ever seen them play worse? So they need to have a response. That they looked like they'd never played rugby league before last week against the Dragons. They had 49 missed tackles and 15 errors. So that, like, their completion rate was so poor. I think they dropped the ball almost every second set. It was dreadful from the Manly Seagulls. So they're up against the Panthers. It's going to be a big game. But, I'm very much congratulations to the Queensland captain and Manly captain, Daly Cherry Evans.
What are you and Uncle Laurie betting on?
Oh, so we've been on the text. It's been running red hot. So, actually, we're going to go out and see Winx's filly go around on Monday at Inglis, very much looking forward to. Oh, I see you boys there. Okay, so Australian Derby, race 9, number 4, Cap Ferret or Cap Ferrat?
Cap Ferrat.
Cap Ferrat, there you go. Oh, like Robbie Ferrat, got it.
Yeah.
Very good.
Very good.
And also, so that's Uncle Laurie's all in. But I have to say, a throw in for my good mate, Greg Alexander Brandy. He's got a horse in the Derby. He's come in. Number 12, Hooligan Tommy. It's well outside. I think it's about
100 to 1.
Yeah, 100 to 1.
$18 the place.
I didn't think he was into his horses.
Johnny Sargent trains.
Yes. So Brandy doesn't really, like, you know, he likes his, he enjoys his racing, but this is really sort of the first good horse he's had. So, and I said to Brandy last night, I said, are you going to go out to Randwick? He said, no, I've got to call the Bunnies and the Warriors. So if you hear a change in tone around about the running of the Derby, that will be because the great Alexander has gotten up and caused an absolute boil over in the Australian Derby Randwick.
I think he'll be okay. That's the 3 o'clock game, isn't it?
It is. So what time
The Derby's a quarter past five, so he'll be okay.
Oh, okay.
Unless the game goes to Golden Point. And the line's only 1.5, so it's a candidate.
Yeah,
okay. Gosh, oh, well, good luck to Brandy. And so Uncle Laurie had Cap Ferrar in the Derby, $19, $4.40 the place. That's race 9, number 4. Cap Ferrar was good last start. Nash to ride for Chris Waller. Okay, Vonnie, love it. You have a fantastic weekend. Thank you so much.
Boys, stay dry. I can't wait for it.